Okay, we're speaking with Congressman Mike Rogers, who is a candidate for U.S. Senate. That seat opening when Debbie Stabenow retires at the end of her term. And good morning to you, Congressman.
Good morning, sir. It's always good to hear your voice.
Well, welcome to the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, love it. You know, I was just up here a couple months ago. My aunt, who lives in Gladstone, also affectionately known to the family as Happy Rock, celebrated her 80th birthday, and so we came up to celebrate. So, been up to the UP a bit along the way, and we've just kind of crisscrossed the Upper Peninsula in the last week.
So, well, what are you doing here today, then?
So today we had an event this morning in Escanaba where we met with some folks. We call it the Kitchen Table Tour of Michigan. Just to get a sense of where people are thinking about, what they're worried about, where, how they think the country needs to change. And it's amazing. People definitely think we're on the wrong track and we need new leadership in Washington, D.C. We were very, very, very pleased with the response that we've gotten everywhere from Mackinac County to Houghton to Escanaba, Marquette, and everything in between.
Well, I imagine you heard a few words about the drama that was held over the weekend. Personally, I knew that something was going to happen there, that the government shutdown always goes to the last minute, and then, you know, usually, oh, yeah, we got a deal, you know, that kind of thing. And it kind of takes the trust away when you kind of see that happen over and over again.
You know, one of the things we have to do, we get into these arguments. I think regular order, meaning each individual bill should be brought up, offer amendments, and then vote on it, and then the next one. Sometimes leadership in D.C. doesn't like to do it that way because it's hard. You got to actually have members of Congress who show up and actually do work. That's apparently hard. It shouldn't be, but it is. And so they put you in this artificial bind at the end like that. We have to restructure government. I mean, no longer can you have 10 people operating a fax machine in Washington, D.C. The average salary of an employee at the federal government inside of the Beltway in Washington, D.C. exceeded $100,000. On average, that means 20 Michigan citizens have to pay for that one federal employee. It's not sustainable. We cannot continue to borrow money that we don't have and hand it out like candy and wonder why people are frustrated both with their government and the fact that their gas price and grocery prices have gone up by artificially creating more pressure on the economy like the Bidenomics plan has done.
So Representative Gates is trying to remove Representative McCarthy from the speakership. What do you think about that?
Listen, I happen to believe that we've got such big, important issues, right? China is coming here to clean our clocks economically. They're looking to have economic dominance in the United States. Their military is now bigger than the United States military, both Army and Navy. They've weaponized space. They're coming after us in cyberspace. You know, the state government just gave them $500,000 to build a Chinese battery plant, which means that money goes back to Beijing. The very fact that the electric vehicle mandate, meaning everybody up here in the UP is going to be driving an electric car within 9 short years, which we all know is not feasible and it's not appropriate for every family up here. None of this makes sense. My argument is this is such a distraction from those important issues. How are we getting our military right? Are we giving the men and women who had the courage to show up, my son included, are we giving them the tools that they need to serve in the world's finest military? All of those questions, candidly, are up in the air. And I would prefer that we focus on how we change these big things to get the country back on track. I get it. Somebody's going to get a lot of press out of this. I just don't believe for a minute that that's going to help convince voters all across the state of Michigan and the country that if you give Republicans an opportunity to lead, they're going to fix big problems.
Do you feel that we should have had a government shutdown that might have actually been a positive?
I don't know. Honestly, I think it's a distraction. Cutting spending, very, very important. Fighting over the process of how we cut spending, not so important. And what this is, it seems like a personal beef between two members of a very slim majority. And my argument is, okay, well, what do we get out of that? Do we win the fight? Do we get restructured government? No, that's not what they're fighting about. Do we get less spending? Hopefully. But when you go to a CR, that continues the spending in place for periods of time. A shutdown actually costs more to reengage the government. So my argument is we ought to make this a math problem, not a personality problem. I want less spending. I want reformed government. And if you can convince me that doing it that way is the way to do it, I'm all in. I'm not convinced. I've seen this movie before that this is the way to get what we need to have done. I just don't believe it.
So when you sat there at the Drifters restaurant and in any of your other meet and greets on this trip so far, what are people here in the UP telling you that they want you to work on? And, you know, what are they irritated by? What do they want to see happen?
The energy prices in the UP are just outrageous, some of the highest in the country. And having the government work against your energy prices, the Biden administration and their colleagues in Congress continue to make availability an issue, which means, by the way, natural gas gets more expensive, oil gets more expensive, your groceries get more expensive. People are really frustrated by this. They think that the government thinks they're just not paying attention, and they are. And they know that this $700 per month per family increase didn't have to happen. Matter of fact, the hardest one, I talked to a grocery clerk about a month ago, who was telling me the hardest day at work is not seeing the family that comes through that, you know, used to fill the cart, now is half full for their family because of pricing, that when they come through the put their groceries on the conveyor belt, when the bill comes up, they have to take them back off the conveyor belt and put it back in the cart. She said those are the hardest days because I know that they're buying these things that they bought for their family before. I mean, this is having a real crunch on Michigan families. Gas prices, real crunch on Michigan families. The Inflation Creation Act is now making it harder and more expensive. And so it makes no sense. We have great natural resources that we can, with good environmental steward, get out of the ground and make Michigan an arsenal of democracy again. We just have to get the government out of the way to make this happen. And that's what people are talking about. That's what they're frustrated about. You know, they believe in sustainability in logging. They believe in environmentally extraction of iron ore and other things that we definitely need for the future economy of the United States and the state of Michigan. And they're frustrated that the government stands in their way to get it.
Mike Rogers is a congressman from Lower Michigan and is running as a Republican for the U.S. Senate seat here in Michigan. Anything else that you want to mention before we close? I'm sure we'll be talking again, in more detail.
Yeah, I hope so. People don't really know me. Former Army veteran. I served in the FBI working organized crime. Left Congress all by myself. Nobody made me do it after I chaired the Intelligence Committee in Washington, D.C., been in business for the last 7 years. So that business experience and government experience is hard to find. I can actually get after these problems on the first day I walk in, no on-the-job training. So I hope people will give me some thought and go to RogersForSenate.com and check me out.